Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban, 96.2 FM, rupture édition très spéciale. Ce soir, nous accueillons dans les studios de Radio Liban le musicien libanais Eli Ramli, qui sera là avec nous pour parler de la sortie de son disque qui est imminente, pour nous parler de la création de cet album et aussi pour jouer en live dans cette émission. On écoute tout de suite un extrait du premier album de Ramli, Drown the Morning Sun, voici Beacon Hill. Toujours un plaisir d'accueillir un jeune musicien libanais dans ce studio, dans cette émission. Rupture, une émission présentée tous les lundis, vendredis et samedis entre 20h et 21h. Les lundis, nous essayons toujours d'accueillir des musiciens libanais ou autres dans ce studio pour parler de la sortie d'un album, d'un concert, etc. Ce soir, dans les studios de Radio Liban, nous accueillons le jeune musicien libanais Eli Ramli. Quand je dis jeune, il a l'air d'avoir une vingtaine d'années. On va lui demander tout de suite quel âge il a. Ce jeune bonhomme qui a une voix beaucoup plus vieille que son âge. Ramli, it's a pleasure to welcome you in the studio. Hello.
Hello, Ziad. It's great to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to welcome young musicians in this radio show, musicians who have been recording. You've been recording for some time now. I think you've been working on this album for a long time. Fadi, my partner, my colleague, and the person who sound engineers and produces these shows, has told me about you a long time ago. And Fadi and I have been trying to get you in the studio for a while. It's a pleasure again to have you here. Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about how you came to be singing and doing what you're doing today.
Okay, first of all, thanks again for the introduction. I've actually been playing for a while, probably for about 5 or 6 years with a band, seriously. And then I, for the past 2 years, I've been actually playing by myself. And I've sort of started writing my own songs for the past 2 or 3 years.
The first band you worked with, were you a covers band?
Yes, it was a cover band. And then by the time we started writing originals, I started taking my own style.
And were you always, with your band, were you playing folk music as well, or was it something else? I'm trying to get an idea of what you were doing before.
It was actually blues rock, classic rock. We used to play bands like Led Zeppelin, The Doors, even funkier styles like Red Hot Chili Peppers and this kind of music. And then I branched into things that meant more to me and that that I felt went more with what I was trying to say with my music.
Was it something that happened because you were listening to different types of music or because you felt that you wanted to do this on your own?
I'm not really sure. I think that the style, because I do not consider myself to be extremely knowledgeable in music. My style actually came from just enjoying to play acoustic instruments more than I do enjoy electric and electronics and this kind of...
With your previous band, you were playing mostly electric instruments, so the type of blues rock you were playing necessitated this kind of instruments and you wanted to get away from that?
I just always felt more comfortable with an acoustic guitar, and then I just happened, on one of my travels, I just happened to find a ukulele. And it was just like a cheap, small instrument that I could carry around. And this is how I started playing it. And I wrote some of the songs on the ukulele. So it just happened. It wasn't really planned. And I found myself in these styles.
Just before we started talking, we listened to an excerpt from your first album, an album called Drum the Morning Sun, a 6-track album that is coming out soon, I think.
True. It's actually coming out in 2 days, on Wednesday, at Dictateur in Marm Khail. The launch is at 9:30, so we're going to be playing full band.
So there will be a launch concert celebrating this very beautiful album, an album that was co-produced by yourself and Fadi Tabbal. So how many of you will there be on stage at Dictateur on Wednesday?
We're actually 5. The interesting thing about it is that we're not using the instruments as you would usually expect it in a folk band. For example, the keyboard is playing very bassy drones, and Fadi, who was also the producer on the album, maybe we'll talk later about that, is playing like his very particular style of guitar, where he just produces ambient sounds.
He uses an Ebow and effects and stuff like that.
And effects and a lot of pedals and.
We'll talk more about the creation of this album and your collaboration with Fadi and how you came to be on the Beirut Open Stage compilation, which is how I heard you the first time. We'll talk about all that in a little bit. I'd like to listen to the first song from your selection. Like I do with all musicians who come to this show, I ask you to bring a set of 10 songs with you that could be songs that influenced you when you were playing music for the first time, songs that influenced your writing, songs that influenced the making of this album. So your first choice is Led Zeppelin. Does this go back to your days with your previous rock band, electric rock band?
True, but it's a very particular Led Zeppelin song that goes more with my actual style.
Which one is it?
It's called Going to California.
And why this song in particular?
The instruments, the different tunings, the vocal style of Robert Plant.
We'll listen to that now and talk again in a second. Okay.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke myself and drink off my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Yeah. our chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how far I could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The sun begin to wane. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight ahead. Plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
You make it hard.
for those who've joined us late, we're very happy to welcome Eli Remli, aka Remli, in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight on The Ruptures show. Remli, who is releasing his first album, Drown the Morning Sun, this Wednesday at Dictateur at the far end of Mar Mikhail. We just listened to one of Remli's selections, a song by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young called The Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. I know this band from my mother, by the way, Eli.
It was actually a classmate who had a DVD of a live concert in his bag. He had just got it from his dad. And this is how I found out about the band. And this is the first song I heard from them. And it just blew my mind. And I loved it.
This is a band which is very famous for their ability to move from extremely vocal tracks, where there is only them singing, the vocal harmonies, to tracks that have more of an acoustic feel, to punchier acoustic tracks, to actual blues, rock, rockier tracks. Is this what you like about this band? Is this something that interested you in your own path towards the kind of folk music you're doing today?
A lot, actually. And this song in particular ends with the toot, 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 toot. The part,
the vocal harmonies
and
at the
and,
end, yeah.
And live is just a sort of a communion with the crowd, which I really love, and there's part of this feel that shows on the album. This is why I chose this song for today.
Tell us a bit about yourself and the kind of music that you consider yourself to be playing, because I heard you telling my colleague Leila a few moments ago that your album is ambient folk. Is this something that you see yourself as doing, ambient folk? And if yes, what would be other examples of ambient folk or of folk musicians that you follow in your own manner?
I started out with the songs on this album as folk, and I was actually going to the studio to. One of the options was recording the songs, just playing the guitar and,
so
by myself.
Your voice and a guitar.
And then I heard the album of Fadi Tabbal, who is the producer and the guitarist on the EP and sort of the major arranger and mixer of all the songs, and he's become a great friend. And a great mentor, and I heard the album. He has an album called "On the Rooftop," From the Rooftop Looking Up, and it's just a random collection of ambient
guitar tracks
that he recorded haphazardly on his iPhone or on his laptop or wherever. And I actually the first time I put the CD in the car, I found myself I was driving. And then I found myself in Jbeil. I was trying to go to like Jaladib. So from this CD, I just opened up my mind to a whole new universe. And then the day I went to record The Cold for the Beirut Open Stage selection, I just told Fadi that we're gonna put this on. Like, this is gonna be the outro of The Cold, because I really felt that it conveys the same emotion that I want to convey through The Cold.
Fadi is someone whom you've worked closely with on the album.
Yes.
So you would basically show up at Tune Fork, which is Fadi's studio, with a song written on a guitar, and you would find ways to develop it?
I showed up with 13 songs. First of all, I sent them by email. Never read it. Never heard one of them. He's just extremely, like, horribly busy. And then I went to the studio and I said, okay. He said, let's do a demo. I played my 13 songs. He particularly selected The Cold, and he said, this is one that we should start with. And then things just took place very naturally. Once we recorded The Cold with ambient sounds, then when we started jamming with the band, it just all took this direction very naturally, and it just felt right. It was very exciting to experiment with the songs in such a way. And now I think about songwriting in a different way too. And even the recording experience is a learning experience. So I learned a lot about my own songwriting and my gaps and things I should focus on and how I would view songwriting differently in the future.
In the future. I think you and Fadi, who's with us tonight in the studio, are going to play The Cold live in the studio in a few moments.
Yeah.
So let's not listen to that from your album. Let's listen to another track called Jamie Get Lost. Do you want to say something about it before
Yes.
you play it?
Jamie Get Lost is actually... And because the songs on this album came... I wrote the songs on a very sort of very stretched out timeline. So some of them have different feels. And... Jamie Get Lost is very particularly different from the rest of the album, in that it's more of a rockabilly fun, angry song, upbeat, less ambient.
Let's listen to that right now, and then I'll leave the two of you, Fadi and yourself, do a live piece here in the studio.
You've got me running down the stairs, and not even the neighbors care that I broke my back in their bottle of roses. We broke even when you raped my choices, and
this album will be released on Wednesday in 2 days at Dictateur launch concert with Eli Remly and full band. Eli Remly, right now in the studios of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM, accompanied by Fadi Tabal on the guitar, and they will be singing a song from the same album called The Tide.